For 30 years, James Angleton was one of the top men in United States intelligence. When he retired at the end of 1974, he was head of counter-espionage at the CIA. His job, he said, was to protect the Western way of life and try to discover how the Soviet Union would try to undermine it.
We're fighting a global conflict where one system is trying to change the other system. So wherever the obstacle is, executive action would come into play.
The KGB.
And it presents to the West, by the various themes that it promulgates, what I call a wilderness of mirrors. They can have you believe whatever they desire you to believe.
There are those, of course, who would say that the CIA's wings were simply clipped, that they had been going too far, too fast, too freely.
Oh, there are those who will say anything. It usually takes a national crisis or a Pearl Harbor, where people then understand what survival means.
Why do we need intelligence at all?
For survival. Fundamentally for survival.
On the next episode of Paranoid Planet, we'll chat about weasel words and contrarianism with our guest co-host Brian Dunning. We'll consider whether Lee Harvey Oswald had a credible motive for killing President Kennedy. And we'll look into the CIA's possible involvement in the assassination with veteran journalist and leading JFK buff, Jefferson Morley.
We didn't understand the full panoply of CIA operations around Oswald because the CIA hid them from investigators. We can't assume that that was a benign cover-up, as the CIA would like us to believe. I mean, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that it was a malign cover-up. And since we don't have all the records, we can't say for sure.
Until then, if you travel to Mexico City to meet secretly with some Russian spies, it would really help us if you left us a diary or some pictures, a sworn affidavit, a recorded conversation, an annotated map, anything really, so we don't need to keep arguing about it 60 years from now. Please?
Have you brought with you some of those devices which would have enabled the CIA to use this poison for, we have indeed, for killing people? Don't point it at me.